U.S. Representative, Democrat, incumbent Congressman, 1st Congressional District, Chris Pappas, joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well, Jack. Good morning.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us. A couple of things, you know, with all that's going on, we don't talk about key legislation. You recently talked about a bipartisan effort to support strengthening whistleblower protection with the VA, but also you've been rather outspoken on this concept or this idea, and I thought we had rules in place of basically banning stock trades for members of Congress. Talk about that.
Well, there is a lot out there, Jack, and you know, last week, starting with the veterans issue, we were able to pass a strong bipartisan bill that was based on work that my committee has been doing for a number of years. You know, we've seen these individuals who are trying to do the right thing by veterans, who are dedicated VA employees, who will come forward with information about waste, fraud, abuse, mismanagement, and many times they face retaliation from leadership at VA. If you remember the wait time scandal that happened years ago coming out of the Phoenix VA, that woman was retaliated against for years. And so while there's an office that's set up to protect whistleblowers, to adjudicate these cases, it is not functioning the way that it should. And so this helps modernize that office, end duplicative functions within VA, and make sure ultimately that these folks, dedicated VA employees that are stepping forward to try to protect our veterans, are heard, that they're protected. And in the end, that's a win for the American people and certainly for the veterans that rely on VA care and benefits. So it's a good piece of legislation. We hope it goes through the Senate soon. On the other topic, the stock ban legislation, I'm incredibly disappointed that this couldn't come to the floor. This has been an effort we've been pushing for a number of months now. And when we started out early in this year, pushing legislation on this topic, leadership on both sides didn't want to hear it, didn't want it to come up for a vote. Finally, we've got a good framework in place that I hope we can push and perhaps get taken up at the end of the year. But there is a law, you're right, you know, that requires members to file periodic reports on stock trades. But at the end of the day, I really think that members of Congress shouldn't be owning or trading stocks. We've seen, you know, time and again,
right,
where there's this appearance of folks using information that they get as part of their job as a way to enrich themselves.
Or spouses. I mean, recently you had the Paul Pelosi question on the chip stock sell. Yep.
You're absolutely right. And in cases like that, erode confidence, right, at the very least. And at the worst, you know, they're just, you know, folks that are profiting off their jobs. And so we've got to stop this. And we're going to continue on a bipartisan basis to push legislation that can help change the way Washington works.
Let me switch gears. You know, it's hard to believe. I was just looking at the calendar. We're just over a month away from the November midterm election. And the reason why I bring that up, of course, is Caroline Leavitt, your Republican challenger, you, the incumbent, you're in the midst of this battle now, or this battle for reelection, or quest for reelection, however you want to categorize it. But abortion rights, no surprise, has been a big issue after the Supreme Court ruling, and now it's a state matter, state right. We had Caroline Leavitt on the show last week. She said you or anyone else who says that she would vote for a national ban on abortion at a federal level is lying. And I guess my first question is, do you take her word on that?
Well, I take her at her word when she says that she supports overturning Roe v. Wade and that she would be a pro-life Republican and would 100% of the time vote that way as a member of Congress. So I'm just looking at what she has said in this campaign, and that's not a statement from years ago. That's a statement that she made in the wake of the Supreme Court decision coming out. You know, we know what's happened since then. So I think it's really important that New Hampshire, a state that cherishes people's individual freedoms, elects a member of Congress that's going to go to Washington to protect the right to choose and ensure that government doesn't interfere with that private personal decision.
Right.
I will do that. And so not only will I oppose the national abortion ban, but I'll work to codify Roe v. Wade into federal law. I think that protection that was there for 50 years helped create a center of gravity in this country and an expectation that people could seek the care that they need. And we should do that, reestablish it, and let's move on to a host of other issues that we've got to contend with, whether it's the economy, supporting our small businesses, helping our veterans. There are a number of things that need to get done in Washington, but we can't go backward when it comes to people's personal freedoms, and especially when it comes to health care.
You're aware, of course, in New Hampshire, the legislature recently passed a local law on abortion rights. My understanding, Congressman Pappas, it does not restrict or ban abortions in the first 6 months of pregnancy. It's only the last trimester. A question I asked Dr. Tom Sherman, Democrat, of course, he's a doctor and very pronounced on this issue. I'm going to ask you, do you support any ban on abortion in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month?
What I support is Roe v. Wade. And we had Roe v. Wade on the books for 50 years. It's been upended by the Supreme Court. And I believe that government should not be getting in the way of decisions that people need to make, really private, personal decisions. Mm-hmm. We've already seen the state legislature backtrack on legislation that they had passed because they didn't take into consideration a host of things that can go wrong in a pregnancy. And so I think it's really important to understand that legislators, politicians, judges, these decisions are best made by women, by doctors, and their families. And I trust them to make the right decision.
Representative Pappas, good morning, New Hampshire. Governor Sununu announced yesterday sending 2 National Guard units down to the southwest border to serve. Is that something you support or not?
Well, they're on federal orders. And so I think it's really important that the New Hampshire National Guard is part of an effort to secure the southern border. I have the utmost respect for the Guard. We have seen that in New Hampshire over the last few years, the way that they have delivered for our state and our communities through a really tough time. They've been deployed before, and this is, part of a Department of Defense effort to make sure that, we're doing everything possible to create a safe situation on the border, to stop human trafficking, to stop the flow of drugs into this country. It's one of the reasons why I introduced bipartisan legislation with a colleague who's from the Texas border area that looks to create joint operation centers along the southern border so we can have the kind of cooperation mm-hmm. between federal, state, local law enforcement to address these issues. I've been criticized by some in my party for pushing the Biden administration to come up with a plan. They have come up with a plan at long last, but they have to continue to refine it based on the situation that we're seeing on the ground, which continues to be unsafe, which continues to threaten our country.
Quick question. You're from Manchester. You know Manchester well. You grew up there. It's the state's largest city and part of your district. So I guess this is a pertinent question. There's a local issue brewing. I wasn't aware of it much until the last day or two. But your Republican challenger, Caroline Leavitt, I think at a press conference last week in Manchester, and she's talking about this case where a woman known as Manchester Mum has filed a lawsuit against the Manchester School District's policy of overriding parents' requests for information about their children's behavior regarding sex and gender identity at school. For example, if a child was going through counseling at school on this, I guess, would the parents, do they have a right to know? Or can the school keep that confidential? And this is boiled up to your state chair, Ray Buckley, tweeting out, I believe, according to reports, a tweet sort of standing with the school district. My simple question is, Congressman, do you think parents in this case, if their child was going through, for example, counseling at school for gender identity, do you think the parents have a right to know about that or not?
Well, I trust parents, and I think parents should be involved in their kids' education. And in talking with teachers around New Hampshire, I think no one would embrace that more than teachers that are working day after day in our public schools. I think this is a local policy issue that was set in a local school district. And so I do trust that parents, educators, students can get together and set policies that make sense for the community. I don't see this as an issue where a member of Congress should be weighing in. Education is really about local control. Right. And as part of that local control, there should be parental involvement and involvement from educators and others that right. do this work each and every day.
Well, again, it ties into your race because Chairman Ray Buckley, I guess, tweeted out, according to New Hampshire Journal, you're purposely going after about Caroline Leavitt. You're purposely going after children, endangering their lives, mental health and safety. It's disgusting. Not all families are the same. Some kids will be kicked out or beaten, parentheses, to death or commit suicide, all to try and get votes for Caroline. Do you support that tweet?
Well, Governor Sununu vetoed or threatened to veto legislation that would have potentially put LGBTQ students at risk. And so I agree with Governor Sununu's perspective on this. I think we need local control, and we need to understand that it's really important to protect the health and well-being of kids in our schools.
All right. I'm going to let you go on this, Congressman. Representative Chris Pappas, thanks for the time. And on this Tuesday, we're not far away from the election. I guess I wouldn't be good at what I do if I didn't ask you this. I've spoken with your campaign or your folks. I always really enjoy you on the show, the civil discussions on the issues. I think that's one thing that's lacking nationally, where you can have both sides on, and you've always been open to that, and I appreciate you coming on. I want to get you on again in the next few weeks a few more times. But Caroline Leavitt's put out a schedule of debates, media debates, I'm talking, not forums. I think there's five. New Hampshire Public Radio is not among them. One of the ones she said she would debate would be at my show at 9 a.m. this time, some Wednesday or Thursday morning in the next few weeks. Your campaign does not have Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse NMH Down, as one of your media debates. Can I get you to maybe look into that or be open-minded to reconsidering that, or is your debate schedule set?
Well, we put out our list based on what we had done in the last couple campaigns with Matt Mowers and Eddie Edwards, and it was unfortunate, I guess, that Caroline didn't want to do one. We had done the last couple cycles, but you know, I'm a friend of the show, and I love coming on, Jack, and I think you provide an important perspective for your listeners. So we're going to get out there as much as we can the next 5 weeks. I think we put out a list of seven debates and forums that we're going to be participating in, and we'll continue to take a look at that. But anyway, we can, you know, get out the message and connect and listen to the voters of New Hampshire, hear what's on their minds is really important. And so maybe we can keep talking.
All right. And thank you again for your continued advocacy on the veteran side. I know that it's sometimes overlooked and it shouldn't be, and it makes a big difference. Thank you, Representative Pappas.
Well, and thanks for your work there too, Jack.